The challenge revolves around paperwork filed in each recall effort against the six Republican senators. Eric McLeod is an attorney representing the senators. He says in each case, the paperwork was filed incorrectly, and therefore the recall petitions against the Republicans should be tossed out.
None of the petitioners have filed a registration form that's required under state law in order to be able to circulate those petitions.
To successfully initiate a recall, a registration form and an intent to circulate petitions form must be filed with the Government Accountability Board. In each recall against the Republican senators, these forms were filled out by different parties. McLeod argues they should be filed by the same party.
State law says that until a petitioner files that registration statement, petitions may not be circulated, and that signatures and petitions that are offered without having properly registered may not be counted.
This same challenge was presented to the Government Accountability Board in late May for each Republican senator, but was rejected. Since then, Republican Senators Kopanky, Hopper, and Olson have filed legal challenges calling for their recall elections to be halted. The legal challenge by the Republican Party of Wisconsin will run concurrently with them. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.